What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
I love that intro. It's so fun and happy. Even though it's Worry Week. And this week on Worry Week, if you've been listening, we've been talking a lot about... Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to get Laura to explain because she's been here. She knows. What is Why Worry Week this week, Laura?
Whoa. Just put me on air like this. Mm-hmm. We're currently discussing refugees and the kind of dialogue we have around refugees, policies, struggles that they face, those kinds of things which impact daily lives of people who are really struggling in the world.
So we've had something different just about every day. Somebody has done a different sort of report or taken a different angle, which is quite cool. So today, to finish off, I chatted with Diversity Officer from AUT, Lian Hong Brebner, about a program that is pairing up current university students with Year 13 students in high schools around Auckland from refugee backgrounds to help them plan and apply for tertiary education. So we started off and chatted about the benefits of this on the mentors and the mentees and how this program is tracking in its early days.
So the program is called Refugee Education Aspiration and Participation. So, you know, in short, it's REAP, R-E-A-P. And how this came about really was when I attended a workshop where Rhys Gardy, who was, you know, the young New Zealander, she herself was a former refugee, and she attended, represent New Zealand to attend this 2016 Global Refugee Youth Consultation. And from that consultation, there was a report that came out, and one of the things that was highlighted in that report was around the difficulties that refugees youth face in universally in accessing tertiary education. And obviously this means that their lack of access to formal education affects not only their well-being and integration into the host country, but also on their family, and also stops them from contributing fully to the community and society. So so that got me thinking in terms of, as a university, what can we do to help promote the access and participation of the refugee background youth, even within Auckland, you know, to come into university. So I started talking to the Ministry of Education senior advisors who are in charge of refugee and migrant students, and we decided that we're going to pilot a mentoring program where the year 12 and 13 students who are from refugee background, who are thinking about furthering their studies after school, have access to a current university student who can mentor them and help them make much more informed choices about their future education and career pathway, and also role model for them and share with them what is it like to be in the university and to sort of prepare themselves well for the transition from high school to university. So that's how it all came about.
So obviously the pilot program was last year. So this is now in its second year. How did last year's first year go?
Yeah, so we were very surprised with the outcome, really. In terms of the results, so we after the pilot, we collated feedback from the students, the refugee background students themselves who were the mentees. We collated feedback also from our AUT students who act as mentors, as well as the refugee coordinators. And the results tells us that 20 out of the 42 students who participated in the pilot, they are Year 13 students, and they have been actually accepted into a degree program for the following year. And also we had our mentors who were talking about how this program has really helped them to develop a lot of skills around mentoring, and also they learn to understand better the plight of some of these refugee background students in terms of some of the key barriers that they face in accessing higher education. But as for the mentees, they have found that, you know, they never really had access to university students because, you know, some of them, their family members have never been to university, and to be able to have that immediate interaction actually makes a huge difference for them in terms of really understanding what is expected of them when they go to university. And one of them said that the mentors really help them to sort of appreciate how important it is for them to do well now in order to be able to do better in the university. Mm.
And I suppose it's interesting to think about, usually we look at how, usually we'd focus on how the mentor is helping the mentee perhaps, but,
yeah.
You know, like you mentioned, do you think it's really beneficial for New Zealand university students to be, you know, exposed and they can really take away something from the mentee about, you know, the luxury of education that we have here?
Absolutely. And a lot of the mentors are saying to me that because of the involvement in this program, you know, mentoring this mentee, they are actually learning a lot. They suddenly realize that a lot of the skills that they have picked up in the university are so useful to help another person to find out more about their future and prepare for the future. So that's been quite beneficial for our mentors. They just felt like, you know, they often think, oh, does my experience actually make any difference to other people? But mm-hmm. when they were involved in this program, they suddenly realized that what I've learned, what I've been through myself, you know, transitioning from high school, coming into university, and what I'm currently learning at university are also relevant in terms of making a difference in somebody else's life.
Mm.
So that's been really heartening for me to hear from our mentors.
Mm.
Yeah.
So currently it's just AUT that's doing this program. Are you thinking there might be some other universities that will get involved?
I'm not sure. I mean, AUT kind of is piloting this, and I know that some other universities are possibly looking at, oh, this is a really good program to be involved, and so they might actually follow suit. But I haven't actually heard about any other university that's stepping up within New Zealand.
Mm.
They're doing this. But obviously, I would love, you know, that this will be extended to students outside of Auckland, so maybe other universities located in other parts of New Zealand will also contribute to that.
Mm.
We've got quite a large number of, I suppose, more and more refugee families that resettle in New Zealand are moving out of Auckland. So it means that their children are going to be going to universities in other parts of New Zealand. So it would be great if the university step up to provide more support for this cohort.
Worry Week on The Wire.